Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Savvy Scribe Podcast. I'm Janine Kelbuck, your host, and today I am not on camera because I'm recording from the local library and you probably don't want to see my library. So today, though, we have a really important topic we're going to be discussing, and it's all about the psychology of pricing, especially for freelance writers. But not only that, we're going to dive into the psychology and how to anchor yourself as your value as a freelance writer. Also, we're going to dive into premium pricing and why that's so important for you to know your service pricing and putting this all into action. So thank you for listening. If you're not part of our membership, you can head on over to SavvyNurseWriter.com and click on membership and see what the hype is all about. All right, so diving into the psychology of pricing, we have to understand how our minds really tick when it comes to pricing. And we're going to talk about three things: anchoring, perceived value, and premium pricing. So anchoring, this is the first piece of information that a customer encounters with you. It sets the reference point for evaluation, and in pricing, it's the initial price that presents as the anchor pricing. We're going to dive into this a little more, but that's what it is. And then perceived value, this is what the customer subjectively thinks about how much something is worth. So it's not just a price tag, but the benefits and qualities that they associate your work with. And then premium pricing is a higher price point that can create an exclusivity or superior quality, making them feel like it's just for them. Okay, so that's anchoring, perceived value, and premium pricing. So real quick, just imagine you're looking for a consultant for something and you see a rate card that has a higher initial price than compared to others, or even if it's not something in the online world, think of something for, you're getting a quote on a kitchen in your house. If you just see the really bottom number of people, you kind of just think, okay, you get what you pay for, right? But if you see a high anchor price point, it might subconsciously make you feel that the service is more valuable than your low ticket offers. So there is some data behind this, and studies have shown that there's a clear link between anchoring and perceived value. So by setting a higher initial price, you can potentially influence your client's perception of your work, quality, and expertise. But remember, this is just the first step. And while anchoring can grab attention of your client, you have to back it up with some prepositions or clear communication of your skills and value to justify that perceived value. You can't just give them a price and think, oh, they're going to think it's great. So let's dive in a little more to anchoring yourself as a freelancer. So now that you understand those core concepts, anchoring, perceived value, we're going to explore again how the art of anchoring kind of fits in the freelance pricing strategy. So when we look at anchoring, we want to highlight our premium package first. So start with proposals of your most comprehensive and expensive package. So if you send over a service brochure to your client, they should see your most expensive thing first. It sets the tone, right? That they're seeing this and they're like, wow, this is expensive, but let me look a little more. And then you can also offer tiered packages with varying levels of service and pricing. So you can have pricing between the high anchor or premium packaging and your mid-range or basic package that might make that mid option seem more appealing. And while it still maintains a perceived higher value than a standalone basic low price ticket. So if you think about it, you want three packages and you want most of your clients going for that middle package. I like to call it the silver package. And then remember, this again is just the first impression your client is getting. So clearly communicate that value behind your pricing, because if they don't know that, they're not going to think you're worth anything more than anybody else out there. And there was a study done by Cornell University that provides real-world example of anchoring in action. Diners presented a list of menu items with the most expensive menu item at the top. And those were more likely the people who looked at that first, and which is everybody. They didn't order the high-priced item, but it gave them the perception that it was high quality. So let's dive into value, right? Looking at the value, like why you over anybody else. But you need to also look at it through your client's eyes, and that's the only way you're going to see the perceived value. These clients are most likely looking for website traffic, high engagement, or increased conversions because it matters to them. They need tangible results. They want to see a return on their investment. So how can your writing achieve those goals? Examples are, it can increase sales, brand awareness, etc. And then you want to show, don't tell. So we can talk about it all day long on why we're so great, but if we are not showing them with our strong portfolio or writing samples or testimonials, it's not going to show that we can charge that high. So those of you that are new, you might not be able to charge premium pricing right now because you're new. You need to show that you're worthy of that, right? And by doing this, you want to create, when you start working with clients, you want to start creating some case studies that show, you know, that your content increased their traffic by, you know, like 20% or whatever. And then talking about that premium pricing again, it's beyond that dollar sign. So it's not about the higher earnings. It's offering more of a strategic advantage in attracting the right kind of clients. And here's why. One, quality signal. So higher prices can subconsciously signal expertise and superior quality to your potential clients. They might perceive premium freelancer as a more reliable and trustworthy choice, especially if you're backing it up with case studies and testimonials. It can also, by positioning yourself as a premium service, you'll attract clients who want that quality and are willing to invest in results. So this can lead to more selective and potentially more profitable clients that you really, really want to work with. A survey was done and it revealed that the significant portion of clients, around 30%, associated higher prices with higher quality. They're willing to pay a premium service, which in turn, as long as you're giving the money and you're getting good results, most people are happy. So make sure when you're offering those premium services, you're communicating the clear value that your service will bring. Focus on those outcomes that your writing delivers, such as that brand authority, improving lead gen, traffic, or any way that you can connect content to a significant return on investment. Now, here's how to integrate this psychological principle into your freelance pricing strategy. I know we touched on it a little bit, but let's really, really dive in here. So first, strategic packaging. You want a good, better, best, or like I say, a bronze, silver, gold pricing strategy. You want to offer those clear packages with a varying level of service and pricing so that it can attract all types of clients with different budgets. However, You want to make sure that low budget isn't too low so that you're not attracting people that can't afford you. And then you can do like scarcity pricing in the sense of limited slots in those premium packages. Create a sense of some sort of like exclusivity or desirability, or sometimes it's time related, whatever makes people say yes. And then definitely those client benefits. So anchoring, remember going back to the anchoring, prioritizing your client communication and the clear benefits that your services deliver are going to quantify results whenever it's possible and showcase your expertise to justify your pricing. So remember, psychology of pricing is very powerful, but it's not a substitute for quality service. You have to do your service line and then price it out so that you can have a strategic striking balance between those competitive pricing and that premium feel. If you liked today's conversation, I want to invite you into our membership at SavvyNurseWriter.com. In April, we are talking all things pricing related to this episode and other episodes you're going to hear this month on the podcast. So if you like what you listen to, head on over to SavvyNurseWriter.com, and I will talk to you all soon. Thank you so much.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.